There was a small group lined up for the 8 o'clock opening this morning. Some have said they got there around 7 o'clock to be the first in line. A bit of a battle who was the first in line through those double doors. One was Kim Moss from Fitchburg, Massachusetts, a real casino lover, says she goes all over the country and even abroad to visit casinos and had to be the first one. The other battle at the other side of the door was a local person, A.J. Drews from Middletown, New York, said he's been waiting for this moment and will be coming here a lot. He's local. He hopes they do things to really treat the local people well. And he was happy about the fact that there's a lot of jobs, still a lot of job openings here. It's a big day planned here. They'll actually have the official ribbon cutting at 11 o'clock. New York Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will be here. State Senator John Bonifick, who chairs the Gaming Commission, has been wanting to get this through for a long time. Same with Democratic Assembly Member Aileen Gunther. She'll be here, of course, executives of Resorts World as well. Now, there's also the Monticello Raceway just down the road. That is supposed to be catering to a different crowd. It's been open for quite some time. So this $1.2 billion resort, when all is told, opened today. It is also the one-year anniversary of the Rivers Casino and Resort in Schenectady on this exact day. The other two in New York are Tioga Downs Casino and Resort in the Southern Tier and Del Lago Resort and Casino in the Finger Lakes. So we'll see how the Sullivan County Casino does. They're starting to get to the slot machines and take up some of the tables as the action picks up here in the town of Thompson. I'm Allison Dunn at Resorts World Catskills in Sullivan County.